shotgun on all autopilot.
So you're taking her now. KQ4ZLE.
What's that?
The autopilot. But be nice this morning.
Autopilot, me and a buddy of mine, he was looking at RVs at one time, and we went to the place up here in Piedmont, and it blew my mind because they have to put a warning label on the dash that states, do not put vehicle in cruise control and leave the driver's seat. And I was like, what? And the dealer, he was like, yeah, he said they have reports of people literally putting those things in cruise control, thinking that they were like an autopilot thing. They would get up and go to the bathroom, and of course they would crash. That just blew my mind.
That surprises me, but after dealing with this younger generation, I could see where it happened.
Before, where it said the auto manual years ago used to tell you how to set the valves, and now it tells you don't drink the battery yet.
Story. I'm like you, you know, with dealing with this younger generation, man. It's scary. It's scary for the future.
Sad thing is there's people out there in our generation that are that way too.
I was at work, me and one of the other nurses was talking, and this has been a little while back now, but talking about during the race season, you know, building those race engines and stuff and dealing with that stuff. And I was working on one of my little hot rod engines myself. That little younger guy, he's probably in his mid-late 20s, he kind of popped up. He's like, you know how to do all that stuff? I'm like, yeah, why? He's like, I don't even know how to check or change my own oil. And I'm like, I mean, that nurse just kind of looked at one another and just like shook her head. Just sad. And this guy's a driving age and should know at least the basics, but knows nothing. All he knows how to do it and get it started, go from point A to point B, and that's it.
Learn how to get from point A to point B. You have to make them get their driver's license.
That too. And I'm like, when I was that age, I couldn't wait to get mine. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's just different now. I don't get it.
For age kids. Yeah, that's always puzzled me. And I asked them about it. And none of them have a good answer.
I almost wonder if they just don't want to sit down and actually take the time to study and do that stuff while they're, you know, doing all the other video games and all that stuff. They just don't want to take the time to study. Or mom and daddy still trucking them around everywhere.
Well, what was the need? My parents took me everywhere that I needed to go, or my friends, and I had no need to, or like you say, well, then my parents will make me go run errands or do this or do that for them and help out. And so I just want to say none of them have had a real good answer.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I know it's not all of them, but it's just many of them. Just very lazy and just very ignorant. Just, I don't know, just ignorant. Don't want to learn anything that's actual, truly valuable or useful. I don't know.
They're truly afraid something will be asked of them.
I believe that too.
Race kit. And Ken, I'm mobile now. I'm just now leaving the house.
It's late for you. I'm almost to work. I'm probably about a quarter mile out.
It's late leaving this morning, but like I said, I'm still early, and I'll be at work 6:15, 6:20.
Go ahead and sign with everybody. Anthony, Angela, Patrick, you guys all have an awesome, safe day. And maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KN4, yes, sir.
Have a great day out there and be careful.
We'll talk to you later. We'll be off for a few days after today, but we'll talk to y'all or talk to you later, buddy. Thank you for the LA.
Really funny one. Anthony is, we was working on some generators for the building and maintenance class, and these kids are not even strong enough to pull the pull rope on a 3,500 watt generator.
You can tell that this generation, they don't get outside and actually have to do things. They sit inside. outside so much. You know, I grew up on a farm, you know, we were outside doing stuff, and I still, I can't stand to sit on the couch. I'm home, I'm out doing something, me and the wife, we'll go do something. And, I've noticed stuff like that too, and it's just, it's scary, man.
And what, another one I've really noticed is, these, you know, 18 to 24-year-old boys have very effeminate hands, very small and effeminate hands.
That part too. It blows my mind how feminine boys in general are now. It's just, I don't know. It's just, there's just so much is going wrong and going on. It's just, yeah. I know what you mean.
Like you, I grew up on a farm working on this, working on that, you know, and now I come home and I find something to do. I'm tinkering with my radios or, you know, I'm moving around. It's not just, I sit down maybe an hour before time to go to bed and watch a TV show or something like that, and just to try to relax from the day, and until then I'm moving.
Exactly what you're saying. I'm the same way. And what little bit of time I do watch TV, it's usually some sort of documentary or something like that. But yeah, I'm the same way.
Usually watching YouTube on how to fix something, how to diagnose a car, or how to work on a computer or a radio or an antenna or something.
I've replaced that timing chain gasket and stuff on this car, you know, went through the putting timing set, done all that stuff on it. There was a couple pretty decent videos on it I watched just to make sure there wasn't some specialty tool needed or, you know, stuff like that. But I watched it a couple times. But heck, you know, once I finally got all the parts together, it really wasn't that bad of a job.
That little cruise, I've done up to a 2015 on timing chains on them, and they're pretty easy to do. Not the easiest I've ever done, but they're right there with it. The easiest I've ever done is like a Ford Escort with a single overhead cam 2-liter in it, a 10-millimeter bolt, wrench and a ratchet and a belt, and you're good to go. And it's a non-interference engine, so you can drive it to a brakes and keep one in the car, and you can have it put on there in about an hour on the side of the road.
I mean, look, this one, unfortunately, is the 1.8, and it is an interference engine. And that dual overhead cam, and once I got everything tore down, I realized that the timing belt tensioner and the idler, both of them, the bearings in them were rough, and I was like, ooh. So, of course, I went ahead and replaced all that stuff with GM stuff, too, so. Well, car ought to go for a while. I get the idea for the deal with the coolant system not holding pressure. Hopefully, it'll be good to go for a while. I'm hoping it's either that cap or the tank. I got oil in the coolant, too, so, and it's hard to get all of that oil out of there. So, I got a replacement coolant tank reservoir and all that stuff pretty cheap. So, I just went ahead and replace, I'm going to go ahead and replace all that while I'm at it and flush the coolant system out again just to get all that oil and stuff out.
After that system is, like Cascade boric acid, an actual powder, and it flushes that stuff out real well. Just don't leave it in there long.
I'll keep that in mind then. I'm going to put new hoses and everything on it too, since I got all that apart. I think this is the original radiator hoses and everything on it. So I'm going to try to flush the radiator and try to get everything, as much of it as I can out of there anyway.
Teach me how to do that with dishwashing powder. It's like, why do we, it doesn't foam up like regular soap does. So, and it's good for that.
Okay, yeah, I never thought about that, but yeah, it makes sense. That's one other thing about this younger generation. They need to go back to learning from our elders. That's one thing that blows my mind, too. They won't sit and listen to somebody that has truly been there and done that. And, you know, and taking on, you know, letting the elders skill on. It's just like they know it all already and don't want to pay attention.
now they think, oh, I've done it, and I know it, and I know how to do everything. If you just show me one time, and I'm good. Because I have them come in all the time. I've done this, I've done that. And I'm like, you ain't got enough experience to do that kind of work. So, and you generally find out real quick that they're full of manure.
Thing here, too, and I precepted paramedic students for about 8 years when I was still working EMS. And, yeah, oh, yeah, it's crazy. Well, man, I'm here at work. I hope you have a good day. I'm going to go ahead and get off of here because I'm probably going to lose in these buildings. But I hope you have a good day, man. It's good talking with you again. This is KQ4ZLE and the wifey. We'll be clear.
And Angela, have a great day, and good to talk to you. Be careful out there. KO4HKX.